We're live.
We're live.
We are live. Cool. Got a minute to go.
This could go for 26 hours, that's how much space I have, so.
That's not good, so.
The battery, I'm not quite sure, but recording space.
I'm sure the battery's only got 15 minutes on.
We have backup.
You guys are so prepared.
Y'all ready?
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of Monday, May 9th, 2016. The time is now 6 p.m. All right. Okay. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Do we have anybody signed
up? I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay, is there anybody who'd like to speak? Moving on. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
I don't think there are any reports tonight.
Okay, thank you. All right, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 11th, 2016. Is there a motion to approve?
Push proceed.
I approve.
There.
I approve the minutes.
Make the motion.
Oh, okay, you have to make a motion to approve.
Okay, yes,
thank
excuse
you, Commissioner
me.
Dunning.
Sleep today.
That's all right.
Who is the second?
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Do you have to press it again or something? There you go.
There you go.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.0 new business. 5.1 consideration to approve the replat of Premium Acres, DNA 1.9970 acre tract of land situated in the John C. Goodrich Survey, abstract number 311, and the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 334 of Harris County, Texas, and being a replat of a portion of Lot 2 in Block 1 of Nike Hill Subdivision and a subdivision of 8.4762 acres in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat there recorded in film code number 626095 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, can we have a report, please?
Yes. The only plat on the agenda for tonight is a replat of Premium Acres. It's located at FM 2920 and Park Road. It is zoned commercial, and one lot is being created of 1.9970 acres. This is the image of the plat that was submitted to the staff and is being presented to the commission. Community Development recommends approval contingent upon the following items: submit the original tax certificates from the City of Tomball and Harris County, submit title opinion, add lien holder signature block if needed, remove note number 5. The 10-foot right-of-way dedication is to Harris County and not to the City of Tomball. Replace the 25-foot WE with a 20-foot City of Tomball utility easement, and that should be dimensioned off of the new right-of-way line. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now. Okay.
Motion carries.
5.2. Okay. Consideration to approve zoning case P16-0048, request by Brandon King, on behalf of DPIS Engineering to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 9.6 acres of land legally described as Tract 24, Abstract 50, J. Miller Survey within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located at the northeast corner of Huff Smith Road and Zion Road at 1600 East Huffman Street Road from the agricultural district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, thank you. This is the zoning map of the case that was referenced. However, Huff Smith and Zion Road.
That's right.
Okay. This is the zoning map of the case that was referenced. The property is highlighted with the blue dashed line. It's currently zoned agricultural, and the request tonight is for commercial zoning. This is the comprehensive plan. It does show medium density residential for the property. This is an aerial map. And looking at the aerial map, you can see the property is currently developed, and no changes are being proposed for the business at this time, other than if the rezoning is approved, it'll bring the property into zoning compliance. This is a photo of the site looking to the north. This is a photo looking more at the site. And this is looking across the street towards automotive use. This is the affected property map. I do want to point out that the only properties that were notified in this case are the two that are highlighted in blue. The reason for that is you can see along here is the city limit line. And per our zoning ordinance, we don't notify outside our city limits. However, that is not to say those property owners may not be actually notified. There's an ad placed in the paper and a sign placed on the property. So other properties do know, in theory, but they don't get an actual letter in the mail. A little bit of background. In February of this year, staff met with the property owners and other representatives from DPIS to discuss the possibility of rezoning their property from its current zone of agricultural to the commercial zone. Subsequent to that meeting in March, we received the rezoning application. As I mentioned earlier, the property has been in operation for quite some time with no known complaints, and if it's approved, the zone change would bring a non-conforming use into compliance with our zoning ordinance. There are a number of various uses in the area, and the uses include petroleum terminal and storage facility, auto repair, marine repair, Samuel Matthews Park, and directly to the south of the property is the city's newest park, Broussard Park. The comp plan does designate the property as medium density residential. However, based on the surrounding existing land uses and current use on the site, the commercial district appears to be most compatible with the area. Surrounding properties are designated as medium density residential, rural residential, and mixed use. Public hearing notice was posted in the Tribune on April 25th, and property owners within the city limits within 200 feet were mailed notification, and we received no public comment. Staff does recommend approval for the following reasons. The rezoning will bring the current site into zoning conformance. The current use has been in operation for over 10 years with no known complaints, and the commercial uses in the immediate area do support a commercial zoning district for this site. The applicant is here and would like to make a presentation as well.
All right. Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record?
I don't really have a presentation.
Oh, I was thinking of the other ones. You can just say you don't have any questions.
I really don't have anything. My name is Brandon King. I'm the applicant and the and part owner in the land. And we just really kind of wanted to just be as what we are. We're a business that's been there for several years, and we don't really fit agricultural, so that's what we're trying to do right by saying that that's what we need to be.
Thank you. All right. I'd like to call the public hearing on zoning case P16-0048 to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:09. Is there anyone who'd like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. State your name and your address for the record, please. Is there anybody? Thank you. All right. There are no comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:09. We have seconds. Can I have a motion to approve zoning case P16-0048?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions of the applicant?
I've got some questions. How many acres is that all involved?
9.6.
And how big is your footprint there? I mean, I see it on the map, but I don't know how much it covers.
Could you come up to the mic, please?
I'm not sure of your question.
Okay, how much extra land is there that could be developed later on? I know you've been there for 10 years, but how much land could be developed later on?
Well, if you'll bring up the, can you bring up the map on your end?
Yes, 1 second. That's not the wrong case. Excuse me.
So, okay, how long is good?
Well, I've got an aerial here today.
Okay. So that's north, south, east, and west directed normally. So north of that is like a gas pipeline facility area.
Mm-hmm.
To the west is Johnny Bain's repair shop.
Yeah, but that's not on your property. I'm talking about your 9 acres. How much of it can be something else be done? I know you've got your engineering firm now. I drive by it every day.
Right.
But
I think he's asking, could you, how much of it, if you subdivided it out, how much of it could you subdivide and sell and let somebody else develop if they wanted to?
There's a utility line going mm-hmm. through there, and I think the piece that's to the south of it is very, very small triangle. I'm not sure exactly what the size of that piece is, but that would be really the only part that could be separated out of that. But I'm not sure. That's not planned to do that.
Well, I understand it's not planned now, but the problem I have, and I guess I'm talking to everyone right now, is that we said everything below 2920 when zoning come about was going to be commercial, and everything north of that was going to be residential. We keep adding commercial to commercial to commercial to this. Now, this place is already in there. I know it's in there. But then we can come right across the street, and the next company will say, well, all this other is commercial. And I have an issue with us keep adding commercial to residential areas. And that's my problem with this right now. I mean, this place has been there ever since I've been around. I know it's, and they keep it super manicured, everything. That's the only problem I have, is every time we turn around, we add another piece of property north of 2920 that was supposed to be agriculture or residential, and we're making it commercial or giving it a lead to do something else.
I would point out the staff report shows an existing site plan, and you can see on the existing site plan there is a very substantial utility easement
mm-hmm.
that would make development to the south of the existing building somewhat difficult. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen, but it would make it a little bit more difficult. And in addition to that, the commercial zoning district does have maximum lot coverage requirements. So the maximum lot coverage is 60% of the lot, including the main building, accessory building. So it's not like if they were to sell off, I guess, what's already developed, they can develop the entire remaining portion. I mean, there are basic development requirements that they would still have to meet.
Well, you've got area behind there that you could use. You've
sure.
got, but again, it's not so much thing. I have no problem with those people. They're great people. My issue again is we're changing what we said. We don't need zoning if we're going to keep doing this. I mean, my personal feeling, there's no reason to have zoning if somebody comes in here and says with a house two doors down is commercial. Why do I need to make mine residential? And that's the only issue. It's not with y'all. I mean, you've been there forever. You're great neighbors. I'm the one that told Johnny to go talk to you guys because he had not been notified.
Right.
And
he came by and talked to us today.
And Johnny said he was not the least bit opposed with it.
Sure.
And everything. And so that's not the deal. It's strictly when are we going to, because their business is not going to be affected if we don't pass this. It's there. It's grandfathered in. But when are we going to stop doing that? That's my question.
Well, the one thing that
this would address is any future expansion of his business. If he wanted to add on to his building or add on to his parking lot, the zoning would have to be changed in order to do so, or go through other steps through a
but variance. He said he wasn't planning on doing that.
I guess possibly leaving options open. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's an option. I mean, obviously, with the zoning change. But what I heard was that he wanted to get his property into compliance with what he's truly using out there, as opposed to agriculture, which is truly not what's out there today.
Yeah, and right now we're not planning on doing any type of modifications to the business, but we are a thriving, growing business that the future could potentially be that we need to extend the back of our building to add more space, but that's not in any plans right now. And that's really kind of part of, Craig's right, that's really kind of part of what we were initially kind of, I think Dale had come up here a couple of times before we were in the, or in agricultural or something like that. So anyway, it was just really trying to just get it right before anything else grew. So.
So if we put them in, rezone them to commercial, what category do they fit in?
Are you talking about zoning category?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be the commercial zoning district?
Right. And I'm looking at all the uses that go in with it. And I was trying to figure out which one they would actually fit in.
Oh, their actual use? Their actual
yes.
use would be... Really, just probably an office. I mean, you're an engineering firm.
Pardon me?
I mean, they're an engineering firm.
That's what they are now.
Right.
So I would just, it's a professional office. Which, if you look at the land use, it would be on page, I don't know which one you have, but.
I didn't bring mine.
I've got the current one, I hope. So I'm looking at commercial and wholesale trade. I don't see an office.
One second. Office, professional, and general business. I can show you on mine if you want to pass it around. It's right here. Oh, sorry, that one.
Okay.
Mine is color-coded, so it's a little bit different as far as the order goes.
Mm-hmm. Mine's alphabetical. Okay, you're looking at the office category.
No, it's the office land use.
Oh, right. Yes.
Right.
But
it's right here.
Office,
professional, general.
And
it's permitted in the commercial.
Correct.
Okay, I'm looking at it under. It's actually allowed in commercial.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not under commercial and wholesale.
But it is.
But it is. I see it is allowed.
Right.
Right.
Do you want to see this,
Darryl? I have it right in front of me.
Darryl.
Oh, for Darryl.
Darryl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I absolutely understand where you're coming from, because that's been a big concern of mine also.
I don't have any more questions.
Well, I'd like to just speak to that for a second. We don't have any authority. And the thing that bothers me sometimes is if we can say no, and then they turn around and go to city council and they get a yay.
I know.
You know, it's frustrating.
We did that 2 months ago.
We did it last
last month.
The bed and breakfast.
No, it was 2 months ago. Last month they came back and told us the decision.
Right. I mean, that's, you're right, that is the process, so.
Jeff, a different subject.
Yeah. Enough said.
So are we actually putting them under commercial, or are we putting them under office?
The request is for commercial zoning. So it'll be commercial. Mm-hmm. The commission can recommend a lesser zone.
Mm-hmm.
that it would, that, so basically if you were to recommend a lesser zone, it would have to be a zone that allowed that office, correct me if I'm wrong, but it would have to allow that office use. So in this case, you could recommend, I guess, general retail or even the office zone.
See, I wouldn't have an issue mm-hmm. with that because it's already there.
Yeah.
I think I would probably recommend, because it is across the street from a commercial zone, we have the two options are office or general retail if you're going to rule out commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We have very little office zoning currently in the city of Tomball. It's not really one that we use frequently. And because there are other non-residential uses in the area, if you're
but
not
as you
comfortable.
Point out, they're not in Tomball city limits. They're in the ETJ. So that
right.
makes it different. So we just didn't even notify those people. So there's no reason to worry about that now if they're just ETJ.
Well, I guess what I would
so
say
to me,
is
we'd make it office building.
But you have to think of if this property, reuse of this property in the future.
That's right.
Just if I could. The properties just to the southwest are zoned commercial, and to the southeast are commercial, not directly to the south, because that's where the park is. Obviously, to the north, directly to the north, directly to the east and west are not zoned because they're outside
the city.
Here's
the zoning map of the surrounding properties.
And I think that part that you're saying is commercial there, that shows in the big red, I think that was platted commercial, not voted in.
This is the zoning. That it's commercially zoned.
But it was platted in as commercial as the way they got it originally done as commercial, just like the one other red down. Because remember, we've talked about that when we were on the zoning, all that was going to be residential, single family estates and everything. Several people went out real quick, platted their land, and then come back and said, hey, I planted my land commercial, you can't zone me residential now. And that's how it got passed through that time.
Yeah, so actually you can because that's a plat.
It would have to have been determined at some point or another by city council.
What it was done. But she was here. I was gone to Scotland at that time.
What's the future land use map show?
You mind me asking what
medium density
time frame that was?
What, sir?
The what date or time frame?
It had to be back in 2006, 2007, something like that.
It was 2006 in that area there.
Yeah. And y'all were there,
I
think.
We were already
you
there.
Were there already.
No, y'all have been there for over 10 years.
I'm not arguing with you about what I have no problem. I just don't want it to be turned into something else, and it just keeps working on through Tomball.
Sure.
That way.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of a vacant acreage up and down that road, and if we just keep working that away, they're going to all come back and say, the property right there at 817 has got a big sign, it's for sale commercial. Well, it's zoned residential. So as soon as we keep doing this, they're going to come in, well, you've zoned everything else that was residential or ag, commercial. I want mine done now.
It's medium density residential is what the future land use plan shows. But I did want to point out that if the commission did go with the original request, and if you look, this property is zoned commercial to the south,
right.
It would be considered to be contiguous to that property. So it wouldn't be abnormal to go with that request, but like I said, you have the option of zoning it less than what was requested.
So where's the park at?
This is
the right
park
there by
property
the
right
now.
Oh, sorry, it's not showing on there.
On the right side where
right
it
here,
doesn't
right
have a color, what's it zoned there? Remember?
It's on the right side with no color would be outside of the city. Are you talking
about the county park?
Okay, that's Samuel Matthews Park, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's the other thing I was thinking of. Because you're
in this picture, you can see the park.
Essentially center in between two parks.
Yeah,
on the south and east side are parks.
And you've got a big gas plant up there on the north side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand everything we're saying, but I just think it should be keep it what it's doing right now. And then we can always go back and argue we did nothing more but just make it come in compliant.
Back there.
Okay. Lauren, do you have a recommendation?
No. I mean, it's what Harold says is right. If you could rezone it to something less intense than commercial, that is not listed here without going back through the process. And both of the districts that Harold mentioned are less than the office and the
general retail
are less intensive uses than commercial. I would say, just to point out that agricultural zoning, for whatever reason, right or wrong, it was more or less just sort of a placeholder.
I know it was.
For the zoning, just sort of anything that you know, they didn't want to designate necessarily that was going to be zoned.
I agree. I can still remember the gentleman telling us to use that as a placeholder.
Yeah, again, I've seen it done a number of different ways. I've seen him come in and zone everything as it was being used right then, mm-hmm. and have zoning districts divided right in the middle of blocks and lots, even, you know, depending on how it's being used, which I think is ridiculous. This is certainly a better system than that. But, you know, agricultural is probably not what it's...
No, it shouldn't be agriculture, but...
it's going to be either.
Mm-hmm. So. But I don't think it should be full-blown commercial either.
Well, then, you know, if y'all are opposed to commercial, you could consider either the other two that Harold suggested.
Make a motion.
We have to. Who made the motion? I think it was Richard.
We have
it. Who made the motion?
The motion was made by
Daryl and Richard.
Daryl
made the motion. Richard seconded.
Yes.
If you wanted to, you could amend the motion. If you don't want to, then we can vote on the motion as it is.
Leave it as it is. Commercial.
Okay. Well, then we need to vote on that. If it fails, then you can entertain another motion.
An extra. Okay. Is there any other discussion? All right. Please enter your votes.
Hang on one second.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a second. Yeah. That was quick.
Okay. Okay, now.
Well, does anybody, okay, before I move on with voting, does anybody have any other questions or anything? Okay. Please enter your vote now.
Motion fails.
So.
Can entertain another motion or go on?
You can entertain another motion. Someone would like to make another motion.
I'd like to make the motion that we make it. Can I do it?
Yes.
I'd like to make the motion we pass it through as office. Is it called office space?
What's it called? Just office.
Office. I make the motion we pass it through as office.
Second the motion.
Okay.
Can we vote?
Yes.
Or you vote.
Okay. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and vote.
Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you. Thank y'all. You're making me lose track of what I'm doing. Okay, 5.3, consideration to approve zoning case P16-0054. Request by Christopher Rohr on behalf of Moffitt Productions Incorporated to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 2 acres of land legally described as Tract 14G, Abstract 632 CNP Law. Within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the south side of Holdrith Road, west of the Tomball Business and Technology Park, at 11835 Holdrith Road, from the agricultural district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, thank you. This is the zoning map that shows the property in question. Similar to the previous case, this property is on the west and east and to the south, not located within the city limits. The property itself is zoned agricultural. This is the comprehensive plan, which does show business industrial for the subject site. And this is an aerial map. I apologize, it's kind of zoomed out, but it basically shows the property is currently developed as a single family home. And this is a site photo which shows that. This is looking down Holdrith to the east. This is looking across the street from the subject site, and this is looking west down Holdrith. This is the affected property owner map. Again, similar to the previous case, properties on the east and west were not notified. Properties to the north of this subject site were notified because they are in the city limits. In March, staff met with Moffitt Productions to discuss the possibility of relocating their company to Tomball. After learning more about the company, staff informed them that their particular land use was considered to be motion picture studios and commercial films. The zoning districts that allow that use by right are the commercial zone, the light industrial zone, and Old Town and mixed use zones, as well as general retail with the approval of a conditional use permit. After finding a property they were interested in, and the applicant did meet with staff to discuss the rezoning process. The property, as I mentioned, is currently developed as a single-family home. If the zone change is approved, the applicant has stated that the home will either be retrofitted for their business or a new structure will be constructed on site. The property was annexed in the city in 2002 before zoning was established, and the property was designated as the agricultural zone in 2008 when zoning was established, likely because of the fact that it is an existing single-family home and it's a large property. There are several land uses in the vicinity, including a church, a manufacturing facility, City of Tomball fire station, and training facility. As the comprehensive plan does designate the property, as well as the property to the north, to be business and industrial. On the 5th of April, property owners in the city within 200 feet were mailed notification, and we did not receive any public comment forms. Staff does recommend approval for the following reasons. The proposed request does not appear to negatively impact surrounding properties based on existing development in the area. The site is located on Holderith Road, which is a designated major arterial on the city's major thoroughfare plan, and the site is in close proximity to the railroad tracks and the Tomball Business and Technology Park. The applicant is here, and they do have a presentation, which I'll pull up now.
Right. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case and state your name and address for the record?
Hi, my name is Christopher War. My address is 3411 Bruce Spring, Texas. And I'm here with my brother Jeff on behalf of Moffitt Productions. I'll just tell you a little bit about our company. We are an audio and video production company that is near the Spring area over on Kirby Island in 1960. We've been there for the last 28 years. The company is a family-owned and operated business that Jeff and I's little father started. We've been running the business for the last 8 years. We have 6 full-time employees, and the primary business that we do is promotional material for other companies. Television commercials, corporate promotional material, web videos, things of that nature. Here's some pictures of the kind of stuff that we do, some of our studios and our facilities. These are the types of workspaces that we would want to build on that piece of property and retrofit part of that existing property to meet. Our goals here are to relocate our business to Tomball. We've been locked in a lease at the current location for the last 28 years, kind of the point where it's not been beneficial to our business. And Jeff and I, being from this area, attending Klein Oak High School, located Tomball is an ideal location for us to work and build our families and grow. So we want to apply for this rezoning, hopefully acquire the property in mention, and convert it for commercial use, and build it out to fit our needs, and hopefully open on September 2016. Here is a kind of blueprint. It's nothing that is very technical, but more just representative in nature. It shows what our ideas are. The existing residential structure is showing itself midway through the picture there. It's outlined, and then the lighter blue areas kind of show where our initial development would happen. To start with, we would just come into the building and bring it up to city codes, and then we would want to build a driveway and a parking lot that would match those codes and allow us to start functioning as soon as possible. After that, we hope to build the facility to meet what we currently have on site at our current location, which includes a studio space. This is the studio space that we have right now that's 2,500 square feet, sound isolated, and we use it for our productions. This will come at a later time. We feel like we're a good fit because of our company values and our personal values. We are, you know, just a good old-fashioned shop. We do good deals on a handshake, and we have, you know, a good group of people that work for us that live in this community and frequent this community. be a lot. We have very low traffic. Like I said, we only have 6 full-time employees. We do rent our facilities to outside production companies, like when TV shows and things come through the Houston area, they'll be looking for spaces and resources. But that only happens generally less than once a month. So and the amount of people that involved is less than 10. So our traffic will be low. Our noise impact will be very low in the area, considering that there's a train already that's going through there, and the fact that our business requires sound isolation. We don't want noise. We want we always participate in the area that we're in now with schools and local community involvement. We do internships with Winchie School and Spring ISD District. We'd like to continue that involvement here in Tomball, and we can expand on that. And then we also feel that we are a good fit for the future land use, as Harold might have recommended there in the staff presentation. It's a very isolated piece of property that's on the south side of Old Reef Road, and there's a lot of similar type of development going on in the area that we want to do. We want to build something that enhances the site and not something that's ugly. Like I said, we've been in our site now for 28 years, and so I put together a picture of a building that might represent, it's not a plan, that's probably something we might build a house for. Blends with the environment out there, which is agricultural and very nature-like, and something that we can be proud of. So, okay.
Thank you. You'll have a seat. We'll continue in a few minutes. Thank you. All right. I'd like to call to order the public hearing on zoning case P16-0054. Let the record show the time is now 6:36. Is there anybody who would like to speak regarding this request? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and your address for the record. Is there anyone here who would like to speak? The public hearing is now closed. The time is still 6:36. All right. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P16-0054?
I'll make the motion to.
Commissioner Donegan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right. Is there any discussion, questions, et cetera, for our applicant? Our staff.
Boy, you're a little quiet.
Any question? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right where we're supposed to be.
Pardon me?
Nope.
All right. Okay, hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Hang on 1 second.
Pardon?
There you go.
Oh, sorry. We're a little quicker.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay. That's something I'd like staff to look into and then get back to the zoning commission, if you wouldn't mind. I know I have questions about notifying when we have other cases like this that are edged by the ETJ area. I'd like to know why we don't notify them.
Okay.
And if there is, and since we don't notify them, if there is any way that we could actually notify them, since they are neighbors of the area, and at least let them have some input, because they are in our ETJ.
We can do that.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. So, is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right, you can enter your vote now.
Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you.